This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The near 7 after the hour here on the DJV Experience with Doug, that would be Stefan, Jennifer, that would be Horn, Victoria, that would be Keeman, Kara, that would be Schilling, and we are all here to work our way through more information, understanding what's going on in the world. I was talking about flying into Newark yesterday as I spent the day working with people, clients and customers and folks in New Jersey and New York. So I ended up end of the day in New York City. Now I'm out at the airport looking at the planes taking off, headed to who knows where. It's kind of fun.
Where are you going next?
I'm coming to you next. I'll be in L.A. at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Perfect.
How about that?
Landing in very warm weather, I'm assuming?
Of course.
Of course.
Not terrible.
Who would have it any other way?
Now, although, Jen's being really nice. What does not terrible mean, like 75?
Yeah, it was about 80 yesterday.
Oh, my God. You're killing me. It's 19 well, degrees in New York.
Yeah, but we're in a drought. We need rain.
It is what we the people in Carolina actually had the worst part of this storm yesterday and the day before. It was kind of cloudy and it was misty and there was some snow and there's been rain. But actually, there has been a lot of the traveling has been very easy for me this week, which is kind of refreshing and nice. Here, landing in New Jersey yesterday, I was thinking about the ocean drilling exemption that has been requested. There's a group, both Republicans and Democrats, of New Jersey lawmakers that sent a letter to the Interior Secretary asking to keep offshore drilling programs away from New Jersey. So, Chris Christie, he's still governor?
No, the new governor was sworn in yesterday.
Oh, is that Phil Murphy? That's
Phil
Murphy,
right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
And then Senator Cory Booker and Robert Menendez, both, all of them signed the letter. The administration starting to take steps to increase offshore drilling, not only here, but around all around the country, right? Isn't that, Jennifer? There's a lot of hubbub in California, which I don't understand because there's all kinds of drilling going on off of Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
So what difference does it make whether they have more or less? I don't see how it makes any difference.
It's already happening. They just lifted more of the restriction, although there is still a protected area. Marco Rubio, I guess, and I'm not really sure about why. There must be some particular reason off the coast of one of the Florida beaches. There was some protected area. Marco Rubio went to the administration and said, look, this is not advisable. And so that's the only area that's really protected. Otherwise, the drilling options have been lifted. So, again, just another way to boost the economy and help what was the kind of a sinking industry. And there's a lot of critics that say this is not good for the environment. But
it's terrible for the environment and for the ecosystems and fishing. It's not good at all. That's
why
if it's done all
properly,
the coastal...
If it's done properly, it should be okay.
People say that about pipelines, too.
It's true about pipelines. Well, if it's done well, but that's the problem is that they aren't done well, and therefore the rub. So, you know, we talk about the pipelines that were the whole business with the Dakota tribes up there and the stupidity of putting the pipeline under the reservoir instead of putting it up 40 miles up the road or whatever, however far it was. I don't even think it was that far. That's not acceptable. Having your pipelines is okay as long as you're running them, managing them properly. But the problem is that they don't, and the cutting of corners and doing things irresponsibly give the whole thing a bad name, which isn't really fair. There are plenty of these offshore drilling things, the platforms that not necessarily around our country, but elsewhere around the world, that are run very well. But it
well,
does
in the case of Florida,
political football.
It is. It's hugely political. And in the case of Florida, if they're allowed to request, and I think the governor actually also said, you know, this is bad for all the fishing and everything that happens because that's a huge part of Florida's industry. Well, it's a huge part of New Jersey's, too. And so if Florida is granted this because they're friends with Trump, then it's going to look really bad if other states that are blue states get denied this, where that's a huge part of their economy. So it's everything is just so political, and it just seems
it
so
we keep
corrupt
talking about
and
that
obvious.
We all agree that everything has become hideously political, and we're not fixing that. Maybe we are. Jennifer made a point about the fact that Trump got elected because people want to upset the apple cart. The people who are against what Trump is doing don't seem to realize that there is a reason for him being there. It isn't just, you know, whatever we got. It's not, that's not the issue. The issue is how the country is being run, the questionable tax increases everywhere, spending more money and getting fewer results, and people are fed up with it. You wouldn't be able to run a business that way. Excuse me. And speaking of that, that was interesting. For the first time in over a decade, Goldman Sachs is worth less than its longtime rival Morgan Stanley. The equity that they have, this is, we get into this, these money, these numbers that nobody really understands. Most everybody understands Goldman Sachs and the money management and Morgan Stanley and their money management and Chase. And these are the banks that have all the money that have screwed everybody over the years, and except for the stockholders and people who have their money invested there. I don't know that that's even true, but Goldman Sachs is worth $99.4 billion. Morgan Stanley is worth about $100 billion. So, and it changes depending on, although Goldman Sachs has been for 10 years on the top of the heap, at least in the eyes of equity investors, and now it seems that Morgan Stanley, whether it's better management, who knows how all of these pieces, I don't understand the financial markets that well, but I do know that fixed income trading has gone down. People who have fixed income that comes out of their investments, that isn't as, doesn't seem to be as strong, at least at Goldman Sachs, as it was. But this is part of the tax thing, and that will change because the tax law didn't go into effect until the beginning of the year. So there are a whole bunch of different things that will affect how this. And I don't even know who understands it. You know, when I look around at money news and stuff, trying to figure out things that so the markets have become so complicated, and there's so much money in the hands of fewer and fewer, like Apple and Amazon and all these big companies and the banks and stuff. And then along come these people who have Bitcoin or whatever else it is that's the currency of the day. And these people are becoming billionaires overnight because people just say, okay, there's something new. Let's invest in it.
Bitcoin's having some problems right now, but it'll go back up again.
Yeah. But again, back to cryptocurrencies in general. Do you really understand them, Victoria? Jennifer, do you understand cryptocurrencies?
Not enough.
I sure
just
don't.
Enough. Yeah, I guess just enough might be the answer.
I've been doing a little bit of research. I bought Litecoin, which is the there's Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, and Litecoin. And those are the four current cryptocurrencies that are traded on Coinbase, which is the largest platform for buying and selling cryptocurrency. Yeah. So right. I bought some Litecoin, but we'll see. Yesterday I lost $100, and today I'm back up 70. So, you know, it's all over the place.
But I only took financing there.
I know. I sold my old iPhone. And I figured I'll take that money and buy Litecoin with it. So it's sort of like play money at this point. And but you know, Bitcoin dropped $4,000 yesterday, and now it's back up $1,500. It's 11,773. So
on what news? Why would it drop that much?
There were some reports yesterday that came out, and I don't know if Bitcoin really pays that much attention to quote unquote the news. But there was some news from stock analysts saying that the cryptocurrency bubble is about to burst pretty hard. Mm-hmm. So, but you know, people have been saying that about Bitcoin for years.
Well, are the big banks like Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley and these others, are they trying to, because it disrupts what they're doing, are they trying to undercut it? Is that where the disruption is coming from, or where the questions are coming from these big banks?
I don't know. It would certainly be in their best interest to disrupt it.
Of course it would.
Because these are just, you know, these are like dude bros in, you know.
Distractions from the big boys playing.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So,
well,
but I figured, you know, I've made like $160 investment, so we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. In Canada, the story of Cheyenne Rose Antoine has been the subject of all kinds of, speculation. When things appear on social media that may or may not be true, you look at them and think, okay, well, let's see if this proves itself to be true. So this lady was a suspect in the murder of a friend of hers, And it turns out that she has been convicted because she took a selfie
with her.
And did you see this?
I did. She's wearing the belt that she used to strangle her friend.
Yeah. How do these... I just think it's so...
What is this called? The Darwin Awards?
Yes, right. Yeah, well, that's when people kill themselves. But it's the same kind of stupidity. People... Is it arrogance? Is it stupidity? Is it ego? What is it that... You gotta wonder why she did it in the first place. But
yeah, I don't think she was intending on killing her friend. But apparently they drank too much and got into an argument, and then she strangled her friend.
Oh, as you would do when you're out drinking. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, with a belt like that. That's a lot of effort. You take the belt off
anger.
Your pants. It's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot
sure
of rage.
Is. One more item from the economic sector, General Electric, which has been one of our most successful companies in America, is on the way to breaking itself up. They sold off their finance unit a few years ago because it was the most profitable, so it stands on its own. But now they're dismantling more of it because there are so many different adjuncts to it, and a lot of them are not turning out to be profitable. Light bulbs are made cheaper in China than they are here. Jet engines, they make General Electric, Pratt & Whitney, and Rolls-Royce are the manufacturers of most of the engines that you have on your jet airplanes. So they've got a new guy running the place. His name is John Flannery, and he's got to turn it around. And he said they're exploring breaking it up because there are a lot of messes that have been around in the past, and they have problems at GE Capital. So the whole thing... this is a huge company. I don't know and it was always one of those. It's like IBM. You know, you think of America, you think of the great companies, you think of IBM, you think of General Electric, you think of General Motors, you think of General Foods, you think of Boeing, and a lot of these companies they can't act anymore. There's either too much competition in these areas. They're in things that America no longer is strong. And can no longer compete strongly. And I mean, certainly the financial arm can, and probably the jet engine thing, but the massive amount of money that's being lost in some of the household units that they have, they're building power plants around the world, but there's a lot of competition in that from Chinese companies. They've been building MRI machines, which is a huge market, but again, the Chinese are into that too. So it'd be interesting. It's kind of too bad to see it go down the tubes. I don't think it'd go down the tubes. I just think that it's going to be a lot of work to make it work. But you know, when you're thinking about this, is why the reason I bring these things up is because when you're thinking about buying, if you have the opportunity to buy a General Electric appliance and you value it as a great American company, then buy the stuff and don't always. And I'm sure that plenty of the things they're selling are made in China anyway. But now their relationship with China is sort of biting them in the butt because the Chinese are competing with them. And that's how they do it, by the way. The Chinese get hired by American companies to make their products, and then somebody comes along and knocks it off. And they begin selling because they don't have a lot of scruples. Is that the right word? The Chinese are crooks, generally speaking. And so they get away with this sort of thing because they have a culture of doing it. That's the way they do stuff. They chisel and they cheat and they're just crooks. And so they've done a lot of this stuff for people in America that are apparently a little bit naive, and so you see what happens. 20 after the hour.
When you own your own restaurant, you have to do it all. Say your chef's out sick, you have to cook. If your busboy's a no-show, you have to clear tables. I even print my own dinner specials every day. You know, in all my spare time.
Right now at Staples, get up to $120 off select HP OfficeJet Pro printers as HP celebrates 30 years of helping small businesses succeed.
Thanks to Staples, now I have time to scrub my stock pot. So glamorous.
Staples. Saving money equals saving sanity. Ends 1/20/18. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Just a mess on the floor. It's still look good for ya, I'm in my Milky Diamonds.
BJB Show, the time's 23 and change after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and the word from Selena Gomez is that she is making a significant donation to the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. She worked with Woody Allen in the comedy that's coming out, A Rainy Day in New York. Her donation actually is greater than the salary she got for being in the film. It was private. She made the donation in private, and she gave a large sum, but she's not telling people, and I think that's appropriate. If you want to tell people, fine. If you don't want to tell people, I think that's okay, too. This film is about two young people traveling to spend a weekend in New York, met with bad weather and adventures. Her mother, Selena Gomez's mother, Mandy Teefy, is that how you pronounce her name?
Mm-hmm.
Teefy?
Yep.
Said she advised her daughter not to join the film. She said the Gomez didn't take her advice, obviously. No one can make Selena do anything she didn't want to do. I had a long talk with her about not working with him. It didn't click. Her team has amazing people in it. There's no fall person here, nobody to blame, nobody controls her. She makes her decisions. No matter how hard you try to advise, sometimes it falls on deaf ears. Sounds like a normal parental relationship.
Yeah. Mandy's also been advising her to stay away from Justin Bieber, and that fell on deaf ears, too. So
so we're good. Did that do right?
But Justin's going to church with her now. He's fine.
Yeah,
really?
Exactly.
Isn't that sweet?
Yes.
All right. Okay, musically at 25 after the hour, Dierks Bentley and Ray Stevens. Interesting, what an interesting combination. Clubs in Music City, they opened them 4 days apart. But Ray Stevens, this isn't the same Ray Stevens that died, obviously.
That's one heck of an opening. He was there.
Who is this? Who's this Ray Stevens? I don't know who this Ray Stevens is. Who's this guy?
You know, I don't know of Ray Stevens either. Is that terrible? But apparently the story is that they had this huge guest list, and there's just this new swell of energy around Nashville's kind of creative community. I just spoke to someone from Nashville over the weekend at the event honoring Bob Miller, the Kings announcer, and the person I was talking talking to is the announcer for the Predators, and his wife was talking about just how much the music scene has surged in Nashville. And yes, it's still country, but there are all of these collaborations going on. And she said it's just such an energizing time to be in Nashville because they just have all of these pairings and great musical opportunity that the culture scene is just the best part about living there.
So this guy, Ray Stevens, the mayor, declared January 10th Ray Stevens Day at the showroom. It's called the Cabaret. Grand opening there. A 35,000 square foot dinner club with 90-minute sets with people appearing like Ricky Skaggs, Phil Anderson, Larry Gatlin. So it's an older crowd that would go there. Johnny Lee.
You would know Ray Stevens. He wrote Everything is Beautiful.
Maybe he didn't die, Doug, and you just think he did.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Maybe it's the same guy you're thinking of.
So then who was it? Who am I thinking of that died?
Well, that could be anybody.
No, you'd be confused. You had me thinking he was dead, and I didn't know who the new Ray Stevens was. But this is the same old Ray Stevens.
Old Ray Stevens.
Beautiful. Yeah, Misty. Yeah.
Okay, then who am I thinking? I don't know. Not important.
The stories of his death have been greatly exaggerated.
Yeah.
Apparently.
He's 78. He's fine.
Amongst,
So, yeah, okay. He's 78, yeah.
So, that would be a take I'd like.
Now, that makes more sense. There you go.
Yeah, I love Bill Anderson. I think he's fabulous. I think I love Johnny Lee. I'd maybe go down and
Johnny Lee's awesome. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, 28 after the hour, DJV time. The star of the show,
baby. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The hour now on the DJV show. I have the best laid, what's the old expression, best laid plans of mice and men. I clear up my throat. As when I travel like I am, sometimes things get clogged up. And, you know, we all have that. People, in the old days of radio, when I first got started, the announcers that had these big, deep, gravelly voices, we used to make fun of them. They all smoked cool cigarettes. And they gargle with razor blades. That's how they got the voice that they anyway, that's what we thought. So much for that. The 13 captive children that were held for years, these youngsters, the aunts of them were asking for years to see their nieces and their nephews. And they even said, okay, if we can't see them in person, how about we set up a Skype account? But the sister and brother-in-law, the Turpins, kept this secret life going. They wouldn't let the aunts in. And so you wonder, as I would wonder this, what took them so long to get this thing to the public or to get an open exposure to this thing? Why did it take 20 years? Mm-hmm. That's right.
No, the aunt said that this had been how they always were, so they didn't really think anything different. One of them was on Good Morning America the other day, and she said that she actually lived with David and Louise Turpin for a while when she was in college after they first got married. And she said that David would follow her into the bathroom and watch her shower. And he would never touch her or anything like that, but he was always in there. And she always thought that was weird, but she said she was just young and she didn't want to say anything. And so she didn't. Then she said that there was just that they were very strict with their kids and very protective. And so I guess she never thought that since they were always like that, that it was anything spectacular to speak about.
When you see something, say something.
That's what we say over and over again, but people just don't do it. There are some neighbors that were saying they could see in the bedroom window that these kids were doing, like, military-style marching drills around their bedroom.
God, really?
That's what's so bizarre
to me. They were marching.
Yeah, is that people, like, the two of the aunts commented on how skinny the kids were when they saw, like, if they ever saw them or saw pictures of them. But, you know, I guess they brushed it off saying that the father was lanky and skinny, and so maybe they were just going to grow up to be like him. And one of the neighbors.
That's the mother said.
Yeah, one of the neighbors commented how they were so pale and skinny. And I just, I can't believe that all of these people saw these things, and it didn't occur to anybody that maybe something was wrong here.
The thing that I'm worried about is what happens to the adult children, because the younger kids are going to go into the system probably most likely if someone doesn't step forward to take care of them. And they'll have care and they'll have some transition time. But the older kids, I think it's pretty unclear. They're adults. They're in their 20s. When they're done getting hospitalized and they get let out, where do they go? What do they do? They're probably, yeah. I would imagine, not only physically stunted, but if they haven't dealt with the reality of what's in the world, that's probably going to be a big concern, is transitioning them over into what our reality is, not just their reality, for such a long time. I had on my local program Bobby Spiegel, who's the head of the Chamber of Commerce in Corona, California, and he was touched by this story. The adult children are being held at the Corona Medical Center. The younger kids, the children, not the adults, are being held in Marietta. All of these are in his district. So he started collecting money for the kids to get them some supplies and clothing and things. And if you look at the Corona Chamber of Commerce website, he's listed the sizes of the adults, because that's not protected information. And the kids obviously are. And all of the adult kids, with the exception of one, are in children's size clothes.
Oh,
so there is one boy who is a men's small or extra small. All of the girls who are in their 20s are in juniors small, and all of the boys are in boy sizes still, even though they're in their 20s. So it just shows you how tiny
people to be these
people
crazy.
Are.
What makes people do this stuff? Don't you wonder that? When you hear these stories, these people that are alienated from society, how do they get that way, and how does it last as long as it does without somebody noticing it? That's the thing. I don't even say it's criminal. It's just so weird that people would be this far off the reservation and think
I think
it's
the
okay.
woman... I think the mother was brainwashed. She got married to this guy at 16. She seemed surprised when the police came to her door. Apparently, she spat on the ground. The place was just filthy. She was spitting on the ground while the police were there. Just unbelievable.
Right. Let's move on to a couple of surveys. Interesting that the Barna Group, which is known for research into religion, come out with the top 10 most post-Christian cities. And that means secular cities in the United States. Let's see here. From number 1 to number 10, shall I be? Jennifer, you want to be the big voice announcer?
Okay. Number 10.
Number 10 is San Jose, California. This is
wait, no. What is this for?
These are the cities that have the least amount of people who claim to be religious. Secular.
I don't know if I want to be the big voice announcer for this, do I?
No.
So you mean this is like
this
cities
is
with
the
most atheists?
People that don't go to church.
Or agnostic.
Yes. Well, there's a difference between being an atheist, you know, and an agnostic.
I know.
And
so I'm just trying to...
Agnostic doesn't believe in anything. Atheists don't believe in God.
That's the opposite.
No, it's the other way around.
Oh, it's the other way around. Okay.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It seems like we really know what we're talking about.
I know, right?
Well, we do in terms of...
So San Jose, no one goes to church.
San Jose is... There are very few churches there. Okay.
Okay.
Keep going. Number 9.
Nine.
Do the, 9. San Francisco and Oakland.
Number 8.
Seattle, Tacoma.
Number 7.
Buffalo.
Number 6.
Too cold in Buffalo to make it to church.
New York.
Number 5.
New Haven, Connecticut.
Number 4.
Plattsburgh, New York.
Number I've never 3. Even heard of Plattsburgh, New York. That's
New
the only
Bedford,
one so
Massachusetts.
Number 2.
Boston, Massachusetts.
And the most godless city, number 1.
Portland and Auburn, Maine.
All right.
That was anticlimactic.
Yeah, okay. I know.
So what did we achieve from that?
I don't know. I feel really weird doing it.
Yeah.
Just saying it.
90% of that can be explained, I think.
How?
Well, if you look at like New Haven, Connecticut, that's a college town, so people don't go to
I think you can do that with most of these places. I'm wondering about San Jose because they all worship the technology and they don't go to church. They worship technology, not God or religion. Well, see, the other thing about this that's misleading, it's not about God or spirit, it's about the religious entity. It's about the commercial industrial religions and people who participate in religious affairs that way, not about what you really believe. I don't think religions have anything to do with belief, or much of it doesn't have anything to do with belief. I find it interesting, Jennifer, another survey of American Catholic women say that the church ought to have female deacons. I didn't go as far as saying female.
I think so, too.
But what does a deacon do in the Catholic Church?
The deacon can perform most of the functions of the priest, but they're allowed to be married. I actually have a friend. One of my dad's best friends, actually, is a deacon. And he and his wife went through all the classes, and it's actually a full family event. Not only did he have to take classes, but also his wife had to go through classes, his family had to go through classes. But they can perform almost all the functions. Like, he could marry me, he could do all those things.
So I'm not marrying you. I'm not going to officiate at your wedding. I could be there. I could, there's a way you can
if
get.
If you want to become a deacon, you could.
For $148, I can become a minister. Just go online.
You can go.
For $148, you can do almost anything.
Well, you can. I signed up our friend who married us in June. I signed him up on the Universal Life Church. It's free.
Yeah, right. Oh, you, that was free?
Yeah.
Oh. $148 for getting.
You don't need to pay that.
All right, send me that link. I want to become a minister. While I'm in New York, a couple of things in New York Times that are of interest, Victoria. Apparently, there's a big rat population, a big problem in New York.
yep.
Where there
mob
are
rats or just regular old street rats?
Apparently, there are at least, I don't know who did the counting here, whether the people that do the population of the city itself is 8.5 million and the surrounding boroughs, probably it's up to 14 million, about the same as Los Angeles, more or less. And they figure there are at least 2 million rats. Columbia University doctoral student, who apparently was looking for a way to come out on top of his dissertation, says that according to his research, there are over 2 million. He says there's a 10% up or down fluctuation in the number of rats in the city of New York.
Can you imagine this guy whose life work is counting rats? Oh,
well, he did a doctoral thesis on it.
Oh, I'm sure he did. I'm sure he's totally well-balanced.
So now the city is rolling out a program, according to this article, for a $32 million rage against the rats. They are targeting garbage bins. They're putting rat-resistant covers on garbage bins. The cement floor basements in public housing are being sealed up. Apparently, the rats get through the concrete. God knows how that happens.
And they chew through it. They chew through everything.
Yeah. They're trying to figure out how to have birth control for the rats. They're trying to make
little baby rat condoms. What's your problem?
There's a way to make, apparently, a female rat sterile. A lot of study has gone into that, and they put bait out in areas where rats are, and in the bait, why don't they just, in the bait, just kill them? But no, that the bait doesn't kill them, it just makes them sterile. So that,
well, the killer takes a feral.
Yeah.
Well, the Upper West Side, which is where we live, has, in the last couple of years, has had more of a rat problem than other neighborhoods for some reason, and they think it may be connected with Hurricane Sandy, because when Hurricane Sandy came in, the lower parts of the city flooded, and so the rats went
came
north.
Up to the Upper Side, right.
And so we're not in a flood zone, so even when Hurricane Sandy, when other parts of Manhattan were in the red zones, we weren't even in an evacuation zone, even though we're only a few blocks, a few avenues over from the Hudson River. So I think that's part of why the rats came up here. It's also very nice real estate. We have the park. We have a lot of restaurants.
Right. The upscale rats live.
The upscale, yeah. But the thing is, though, you'll never fully solve the rat problem in New York because Manhattan's an island. And so as long as there is water, rats are always near water. So the subways, if you've ever been on a New York City subway, the rats are everywhere down on the tracks. You're never going to get rid of that.
No.
You could do fumigation bombs, and it's not going to work.
The scene from True Grit where John Wayne looks at the rat and says, "There's a rat. I got a rat writ for a rat sister," and then he shoots the rat. Remember that? Well, you probably don't remember that scene.
I've never seen that.
Why would I be remembering that?
I remember it because every time we talk about anything rat-related, you bring that up, and you're like, "Harry, can you play that?"
Well, thank you. All right, while we're in the parks... Nine members of the National Park System Advisory Board quit yesterday, citing concern over the administration's priorities regarding the parks. Letter sent by nine members of the board to the Interior Secretary says the group has been unable to meet with Ryan Zinke, who's the secretary in the Interior Department, in the first year there. The letter came from Alaska Democratic Governor Tony Knowles, said the board is supposed to meet twice a year. However, the board has been suspended, he was told, by the administration, and so that's the end of it. So we're being stonewalled, he says. There's no interest in learning what our agenda is, and so we just told them we quit. And one wonders what this... The master
this Zinke guy, this is like strike three for me with this guy. He's the one who got that deal going in Puerto Rico for the power company that had two employees, although he claimed, oh, I don't know anything about it, even though it's in his small town and he knew the people. And then he's got the offshore drilling, and now he's got the national parks. I don't even understand. I never even knew what the Secretary of the Interior was or did until this guy has been, in 1 year, this guy has been in every horrible headline when it comes to anything environmental. So I'd vote to get rid of him for sure.
Off with his head.
No, not off with his head.
He wrote to work on a horse. Give him a break.
Yeah.
Saving the environment.
Yeah.
Okay, it's 11 minutes before the hour here on the DJB Show.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
I take a bit of a risk singing that song, but of course the one place I never take chances is the road, where Progressive Snapshot rewards your safe driving. A good driver plus Snapshot equals big discounts. And speaking of math, 1 + 1 = 2, little too late.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Progressive Insurance, with the Name Your Price tool, offering a range of coverage and price options to choose from. That's Progressive. More at Progressive.com or 800-PROGRESSIVE.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science. Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Three after the hour now on the DJV Experience. Time for some food news. Amazon Prime is expanding some of the offerings at Whole Foods. Is it really cheaper? I'm going to find out from Victoria and Kara if they shop at Whole Foods, if it's really cheaper to buy. Is everything on sale, or are they just trying to trick you into going to the store? And then some news for candy lovers for Valentine's Day coming up in a matter of moments. If you want your Super Bowl party invitation to be as epic as your party itself, this year, fans around the country can step up their invitation game by creating their very own super-sized Super Bowl ads. Here's some information on that.
As the official chip and dip of the NFL, Tostitos is on a mission to get people together to watch Super Bowl 52. That's why they're making Super Bowl caliber ads for every person throwing a Super Bowl party. In essence, Tostitos is giving fans the chance to create customized Super Bowl ads that notify friends of their parties in the most legendary way possible. Here's actor and Tostito fan Alfonso Ribeiro.
The Super Bowl is the mother of all get-togethers, and no brand knows that better than Tostitos, the staple of Super Bowl parties all over the country. They know that when it comes to the Super Bowl, the more epic the invite, the better. Tostitos is giving fans the chance to create customized ads that look, sound, and feel like a real Super Bowl ad, complete with talking babies, mind-blowing explosions, and a nostalgic celebrity cameo, wink, wink, that will be sure to get your friends talking.
Starting January 16th, fans can visit Tostitos.com to create and share their customized ads. Simply enter your party details, including your name, address, and time, and watch the RSVPs roll in.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
All right, 56 past the hour. Amazon Prime, ladies, offering free shipping on Whole Foods products. If you're a Prime member, we all Prime members, I think I am. You are.
I am.
Oh, yeah. Sure you are, right?
Yeah,
that's you have access to free same-day, one-day shipping on Whole Foods items. And not only is it, well, the Whole Foods chain has their own brand name, which is 365. They have even stores in Los Angeles. There's a new store that's in Silver Lake. Matter of fact, it used to be an old Ralph's store, and they converted it into a 365. So it just has 365 products, not the general stuff you'd find at Whole Foods, although you can find 365 in Whole Foods. This is their
That's a genius idea. I bet they're testing that out.
Yeah.
For expansion. Oh, yeah. That's a genius idea. 365 is one of the best house brands of maybe in history, I think. It's an incredible brand.
This is how this works. Once you choose your items in checkout, you can use Prime, two-hour delivery service if you meet a minimum of $35 being bought. And if it's under $35, it costs you $4.99.
Which is so easy. Whoever gets out of Whole Foods for less than $35?
It's $300 every time I go in. To the Whole Foods. So if you order before noontime, you can get your order late in the afternoon. If you submit your order past noontime, it probably comes the next day. Prime Now is only available, though, in select cities. And I don't know which ones. I'm thinking the big cities like New York, Los Angeles, Boston, wouldn't you think? Washington.
Yeah, you'd be surprised, though. Pretty much wherever there's a Whole Foods within a certain radius, they're doing Prime Now. Mm-hmm. So they're definitely expanding quickly. I just got an Amazon Fresh delivery yesterday, and it is really remarkable how much cheaper they've lowered the prices on things that are ridiculously expensive. If you buy, for this, Karen, I can relate to this. If you buy a six-pack of organic string cheese, it's like $7 for the bag. And now with it Prime Now, it was like $3.99. So that's
organic
a huge savings.
String cheese?
Yeah.
What do you use that for?
To eat it.
Feed your dog?
No! Right. Well, dogs do love it.
Of course they do. All right, other food news. Dylan's Candy Bar is being sold at Target. Why is this big news? What's the story? Are they selling... Is this just for Valentine's Day? Is this not something you would normally find in Target?
Right. You would not. Dylan's Candy Bar is its own special store. It's like the Willy Wonka of our generation. It's in New York. Dylan Lauren, Ralph Lauren's daughter. And it has all kinds of... They have a fudge bar, and they have different candy that's nostalgic candy, vintage,
so how have I missed out on this? I'm the candy freak here.
I don't know. They have... I think there are multiple Dylan Candy Bars now, but there was just one originally. Yeah.
Got to check that out and go to the Target store. 59 past the hour with food news. This is the DJV Show.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.